With days left before the election, various political parties and factions are vying to get their message out. Front and center are the issue of tax increases and government accountability. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the report.
I will not vote for any efforts to increase taxes.
Lance Russell signs a pledge against tax increases next to the Ronald Reagan statue in downtown Rapid City Thursday afternoon. Seven legislative candidates aligned with the group South Dakota Citizens for Liberty signed the pledge to abstain from increasing taxes during Governor Dennis Dugard's administration. Russell is an incumbent state senator in District 30. He believes the state faces a large budget shortfall going into the next legislative session.
And my fear is that it could be up to $30 million, because what was stated by the governor's office was that we would have to have a 20% increase in the amount of sales tax being collected for the rest of the year just to balance the budget, this year's budget. So we're going to start out behind next year. And my fear is that the governor has taken on some ambitious programs over the last few years that he's not going to want to curtail. And so my fear is that the governor will be offering a tax increase.
Russell says the governor's office has raised taxes substantially in the last 2 years, but a spokesperson with the governor's office says the numbers Russell is using are unfounded. Tony Venhuizen says none of the candidates at the event have spoken with the governor's office about a budget shortfall.
The governor's history clearly shows that when he was confronted with a deficit his first year in office, he balanced the budget not through a tax increase, but through cuts, and each year thereafter proposed and passed a balanced budget. The only time new taxes were considered was when it was to add new spending in a particular area, not to balance the existing budget.
Venhuizen says the state is not in a situation where they have to make cuts like were done in 2011. The governor's budget address is set for December 6th. Meanwhile, Democrats in Sioux Falls are calling for an end to what they call one-party rule in South Dakota. They say more Democrats are needed to serve as watchdogs on the Republican Party. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.